Okay, today's daf is Menachas, daf Mem Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Speicher family. With immense gratitude to Hashem for the birth of a daughter, Kineret Yafa, may they merit to raise her to a life of Torah, Chuppah, Umaisim Tovim, Mazel Tov. Okay, we are on Mem Amabez, a couple lines up at the bottom. So we are in the Tzitzis Sugyas. Tzitzis Sugyas and Sadim B'Tzitzis and Asi D'Chalosa say, and a lot of the related issues that come up on Daf Mem Aleph. So we are on Mem Amabez, a couple of lines up. Amar Rebbe Zeira will start. Amar Rebbe Zeira, Amar Rav Masa, Amar Shmuel. Tcheles Ein Bamishum Kilayim V'Afilu Batalas Petura. Tcheles, which means tzitzis, and the mitzvah of tcheles in the tzitzis, there is no avera of kilayim, even with a talis p'tura, which seems unusual. We thought that the discussion we had yesterday, sadin b'tzitzis, and the ABCs are that one is allowed to wear tzitzis with shatnez as long as there is ase d'chalosa say. Without the ase d'chalosa say, so then you get into issues of having the avera without the mitzvah. But Shmuel says tcheles adan of kilayim ba'afilu b'talis p'tura. What exactly does talis p'tura mean? So let's just do this piece of Gemara, and then we'll come back to the Tosfos. Says the Gemara, "My talis petura. What's the case that Rebbe Zeira, in the name of Shmuel, is talking about? Ilema delesba shiura. Is it that it's a very small beged? It's a very small beged, so that there's no mitzvah of tzitzis on the beged because it's a very small beged. So that's what it's referring to. V'hatanya talis shakatan miskasabo rosho verubo. If there is a beged that it's big enough for a child to cover most of their body with it, v'hagadol yotzei bo derech harai. And even an adult would walk out into the street with it once in a while. Wouldn't have it as his kavua coat, but would walk out once in a while, chayev is betzitzis. So that type of beged is chayev in tzitzis. Eina katan miskasebo rosh of arubo. If the child would not, it's so small that the child would not cover rosh of arubo. Afa pisha gado yotze bo'arai, even if the gado would wear it once in a while just to cover themselves a little bit, p'tura. So that's the first line of the Brisa. And then we have a chayin le'inyin kilayim. And then the Brisa says, and the same rules apply to kilayim. What does that mean? V'havinan ba'mai v'chayin le'inyin kilayim. And we ask, what does that mean also regarding kilayim? So, ilema v'chein le'inyin isura de kilayim. Is it that it's only regarding the isur of kilayim? The same rules would apply, so that wouldn't work. We learned in the Mishnah in kilayim, ein arai v'kilayim. You can't even wear it once if there's an isur of kilayim. We can't say that the rules are, oh, if you only wore it arai, it would be okay. There's kilayim no matter what. If it's ne'erag bo kilayim, it's asur. So what does that line mean of v'chein le'inyin kilayim? V'yomer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak v'chein le'inyin sadin b'tzitzis. Rav Nachman says it means sadin b'tzitzis. That's where the rules of Asi D'Chalosa say of having a woolen strings on a linen beged only applies by certain ones with a certain amount, quantity, large. But if not, and therefore it's against Shmuel, right? How could you say that Tcheles, even though if there's no mitzvah, there wouldn't be a problem of Kilayim? You know, how could that be? So Gemara says, no, maybe Petura means something else. Maybe Petura means something else. Ella, my Petura. What does it mean that putting tzitzis of kilayim on a beged is not a problem? Even though there's technically no mitzvah, right? It's a beged talis Petura. My Petura, hita lemuteles. What happens, like with the case we had at the end of the show yesterday, hita lemuteles, what if you put tzitzis on a beged that already has tzitzis? Hita lemuteles. So there, that is where we say there is no iser because you're doing the mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah of a kilayim there. V'ha amar Rav Zeira chada zimna. Didn't Rav Zeira said this already? We had this already yesterday. Hitel mutelas kshera. We had that yesterday. Answer, chada mechal techaver to itra. You're right, he only said one. He made one phrase, and the other one was just an implicit idea that we learned out from the original. Which one did he say? Which one was implicit? That's a discussion that we've shown him that we're not going to get into right now. Rashi has one line here, and we'll get back to it. Tosfos even says it more mefurish. Rashi here, elamai petura. Rashi says, dekamar la'el, afilu betalas petura, kagon hitel mutelas, dechishar yerachmana kilayim betzisiz, legamre ishtiru. When, Rashi says on top, when they matir kilayim, legamri ishtru. What exactly does that mean, legamri ishtru? Because that might be alluding to what Rabbeinu Tam says beferish. Rabbeinu Tam on the bottom Tosfos, Dibur Maschil Tcheles, says, Am Rabbeinu Tam, da'achanam yashmi'inan, da'afilu b'layla ein ba'mishim kilayim. There is no Isra of Kilayim even at a time when you're not doing the mitzvah. That's what you learn from this line of Viafilu Batalat Patura. Rabbi Nathan was Vidayak that it says Ebo Mishum Kilayim Viafilu, not just Afilu. Ve'afilu. It sounds like it's two statements. So he says there's no problem of kilayim. Afagav de lavzban tzitzis hu dilegamre hiter akosav kilayim shel tzitzis. What we would call in lumdish terms, hutra. We know whenever there is a clash between certain contexts, tuma hutra betzibur, tuma dechuya betzibur, pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, right, is that hutra dechuya, right? Many of these areas where we have a discussion where an asay pushes away a los asay, so is that it's still there, but it's pushed aside, or we say what's called hutra. It doesn't even exist. It's hutra totally. So Rabbi Tam has the formulation, and maybe it's the Rashi here too, that since it's this hutra, and therefore, Lila, or let's say, Nashim, right, who are not included in the mitzvah, Lila and Nashim, what about Shaul, Talus Shaula also, any of those, where one is not being Mekayim, the mitzvah of tzitzis per se, but one would be able to wear the kilayim on the tzitzis, because hutra, and hutra applies even if I'm not actually having the assay pushing off the los assay, right? We have it also by kilayim bishas avoda. Machlokas Ramam and the Riven, and the last halacha in Hilchos Kilayim, whether a Kohen has to be very careful about not wearing his begadim, shalom b'shas avoda, the Ramam and the Riven, Hilchos Kilayim, debate whether they have to be make sure to take it off right at the end of the avoda. We'll have to see. We'll see that inside in a second. But the Riven Beferish argues on this Rabbeinu Tam. The Riven on the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't say a word. But the Ravid argues, or the Kesef Mishnah says, of course the Rambam agrees to that. Right? It's a Dabar Pashut. The Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis in Parak Gimel, Nashim Bavadim Uktanim Terminat Tzitzis Uminat Torah, it's a mitzvah Seishas Van Grama, we know, and Uminat Tzit, Umin, Umidere Chachamim Shekachotan Sheyodea Lesatif Chayev Tzitzis, Midrabanan, a Katan who is Yodea Lesatif Chayev Tzitzis, if they want to wear, they wear without a bracha. That's the Rambam Shita, that women are not allowed to make a bracha on Zman Gramas. And then the Rivet adds, Amar Avram, Dafka, when the Rambam says that women can wear tzitzis if they want to, but not with a bracha, Dafka b'tzitzis she'en ba kilayim. Women, if they would wear tzitzis, are only allowed to wear tzitzis without kilayim. The Yesha Cholek, the Omer Af Bebracha. Some say even with a bracha, that's the Machlokas Baalei HaTosfos, and the Rambam. There's a Gemara, right, the Gemara about Rav Yosef in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph, where Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef was blind. And the Gemara says, Rav Yosef says, it used to be that I would make a party, if people would tell me that the halakha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says, Psum is Pater Mikol HaMitzvos. So I used to say that I would make a party, because I'm doing the mitzvahs, I'm not even obligated. But now that people tell me, Godol HaMitzvah V'yosef, V'mishe Enem Mitzvah V'yosef, so I would make a party if somebody tells me that Halacha is not like a Yehuda, because I want to have the higher level. I only want to do the mitzvos if I am mitzvah. Fine. But the Baalei HaTosfos discuss on that Gemara. Would Rav Yosef have made the party if he's pater from mitzvos, and he's doing it anyway, and he still wouldn't be able to make a bracha? Would that be enough for a party? So Rabbeinu Tam says, no way. It must be that he would make a bracha also, or else he wouldn't throw a party. So you see from that Gemara, says Rabbeinu Tam, that you make a bracha even on mitzvahs that one is pater for. So that is the Rive quotes that Raya of Tosfos. He says, so some say that, di'i below bracha, my yom atav iko. What kind of yantav would it be? So others, the Kesef Mishnah says it's not such a Raya, other Rishonim. But either way, the Kesef Mishnah, unusual, right there on that Rambam says, the Rambam, of course, would agree to the Rive. I don't know what the Rivet is adding. Okay, but that is the Rivet against Rabbeinu Tam here. Pashtus. Rabbeinu Tam here says Hutra. And Hutra would mean no matter what is the situation, even if one is not Achayev in Tzitzis, or Bimakayim the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. There's even a Deya of the Ramban in Yevamos, in the Aseis Dochalos Aseis Sugyas, Yevamos Dav Beis, where the Ramban quotes a Deya that says, by Tzitzis and Kilayim, one would be say that one is allowed to wear the Shatnez, even in a case where you wouldn't need to. We had Reish Lakish, I think on yesterday's Daf, right, that Aseis Dochalos Aseis only applies where it's impossible otherwise, right? E'ef shalakahim shnehem. Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban quotes a Deya, then maybe Kilayim B'tzitzis is like super Rabbeinu Tam formulation. Even if Ef shalakahim shnehem, it's hutra lagamre. It's totally not, it's not even, there's a formulation in some context. We have tehuya, we have hutra, and then we have even more than hutra. It was never asra in the first place. For example, the Ramban on ochel nefesh on yantif. Right, is that there's an isser of cooking, but it's mutter because it's ochel nefesh. The Ramban's formulation in Parshas Emor is that no, it was never usser. The only cooking on yantif that's usser is meleches avoda, not meleches hana'a. And therefore, it's not that it's usser and it becomes mutter, even hutra. No, it's even more than that. It was never usser in the first place. So the Ramban quotes that type of formulation on... Oh, Lashitaso is the Ramban. The Ramban here in Yevamos on Daf Dalet, where he says, "V'yesh sesover deresh lakish ba'alma itmar, aval kilayim betzitzis legamrei hutar mismuchin v'yahid demenachos." And that which we're going to have on yesterday's Daf, that's just a tchiya ba'alma. Doesn't sound that way. But then he says, "V'lo nehira levishmeitzin." Says the Ramban, I don't think that's true because the whole source for Asi Dachalos says, "Hey, tzitzis." You're going to tell me that tzitzis has more of a kula than all the other contexts? Tzitzis is the makar. Tell me, Hacha Gamrin on the Chala Torah, Dasi Asi, Vidachi Los Asi. VMK name, I feel a bit of Shalakayim Shneim. Lidachi Dumya the Tzitzis. Alashvamina, but Tzitzis Nami Yitmar. Okay. That is the Ramban. He doesn't think that it's even more than others. The Shakas Arya has a lengthy discussion of this issue of Kilayim Betzitzis. Is it Hutra Dechuya in Simin Lamin? He just starts off, I'll just read you the question that he starts off with. He has a stira in the Ravid. Not a stira, but it's just different context. The Ravid that we just read that says that Hutka Kilayim Betzitzis is not Hutra, and he asks that on the Ravid by Kilayim of Big De Kahuna. The last halacha of the Ravid and the Rambam in Hilchas Kilayim. The Rambam says, Kohanim Yud Lamed Beis. Kohanim Shalav Shu Big De Kahuna Shalob B'Shas Avoda Afilu B'Mikdash Lokin. The Rambam says, Kohanim that are wearing their begadim Shalob B'Shas Avoda get malus because of the avnet. Shehu kilayim, they're not allowed to wear it when they're not doing the avoda because of the kilayim. Blo huchibu ela b'shas avoda. Only b'shas avoda they're allowed to do it. B'shu mitzvah asay, asi dochalos asay. That's the Rambam Shita. The Ravid argues. The Ravid says, tabazeh. The Ravid says, no. Kilayim, big day kahuna is hutra. Shari amru b'yoma, he quotes the Gemara in Yuma daf samach tes, b'mikdash afilu shelo b'shas avoda mutter. The way that this Rambam Ravid is usually explained is that the Rambam holds tachuya and the Ravid holds hutra. So ask the Shagas Aryeh, why does the Ravid hold Kilayim b'big de kahuna is hutra, while Kilayim b'regular mitzvah tzitzis is dechuya? It's not a stira, it's just a different context, and you have to give a svara why the Rambam and the Ravid, why the Ravid specifically has a different shita by those different contexts. And then he has a 10-page shuva, but he starts off with that and the Rabbeinu Tam here in the Tosfos. Okay, we continue. Says the just one other point, and that is once we talk about the shiurim, right? So it says what's required, what's the talus that's chayv and tzitzis? If a child would cover most of his body with it, and a gadol would walk outside derech arai. The Rambam never quotes the extra line of the gadol would walk out arai, but the Rambam quotes maybe a more inclusive statement that includes both. The Rambam says, what's the shear of tzitzis? What's the minimum size of the baghead? The Rambam says, Gimel Aleph. Remember, there are three prakim in Hilchas Tzitzis. The Rambam says, V'tei midasa k'deshiz kase barosho v'rubo shel katan ha-mahalech levado bashuk ve'eno tzarech acher l'shamro v'le lechimo. A child that goes by himself to the marketplace and he doesn't need an adult to accompany him. So some achronim say, maybe the Rambam's including both lines. Because if it's like a three-year-old child, so he's not going to go to the shuk by himself anyway. So maybe that line is including the other statement of the gadol would wear a derech arai. The Rambam classifies that. Right? The Ravid adds in. The Ravid says, Yafe Amar. Well, second Ravid today that we might be agreeing with the Rambam. Shalo b'chal katan m'sharin, el b'zesh yachol alech levado b'shuk. Shahari amru, v'gadol yotzi bo arai, alma lo b'chal katan m'sharin. That's how he also suggests, maybe that's what the Rambam means. The tour quotes maybe 9 years old. Others say maybe less than that. Okay, either way. So what's the shear? What's the shear? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this shita of the Rambam, and the Rama adds on. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says maybe halacha l'maisa in Simin Tezayin. Simin Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Lachachila. He says there are more Mekilin. He says, Minak Anshe Maisa, to make sure that the Beged is an Amma length in front and an Amma length in back. Two Amos length and one Amma width. Right, so how much is an Amma? So I'll get into the Machlokes of Chaim Noah, Chazon Ish. Let's say, if you're working in feet, 1.5 to 2 feet is an Amma. So again, width-wise, it would be 1.5 to 2 feet, between 18 and 24 inches wide. You don't count the hole where the neck is. But the Beged itself, to have Lechadchila, he says, one Amma in front, one Amma in back. So the whole Beged without the hole would be 36 to 48 inches, something like that. Anyway, that's Lechadchila. Again, if a child gets into the post, can say, what if you have a 6-year-old child that's putting on a Beged, it's much smaller. But the Minhag Olam is that even for children, for it to be Mechunach in Mitzvos, to make Brachas, even if the Beged is smaller, because it covers their body. Okay, but either way, that's the discussion for at least for an adult. There's big Bir Halachas here that also discuss the Shir, again, Simin Tezayin. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Talis Kfula. If one has a Beged that is folded over, what about if a huge, let's say a huge Beged, you fold it over and there's a neck hole in the middle. Chayevis Betzitzis. So Tana Kama says Chayevis Betzitzis. Pashus, you put it on the corners of the way that you wear it. Doesn't matter that it's folded over. You put it on the four corners. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon is Poter. Rabbi Shimon is Poter. What Pashtus does Rabbi Shimon mean? He poters what? So Pashtus, we would have said, he poters putting it on the corners that are the folds, that now it's folded and it's the corners. But if you would open it up, then it wouldn't be the corners. It would just be like on his head. So Rabbi Shimon poters, you don't have to put it on the folds, which aren't really the corners. That's how I would have understood poter. What does Rashi say? Rabbi Shimon poter, shib tifshat nimse tzitzis b'emse isa. Because if you would open it, the tzitzis would be in the middle. So that's why you don't need the tzitzis, you don't have to put the tzitzis on the folds, which happen to be the temporary corners, because those aren't really the corners. That's Rabbi Shimon poter. If you look in the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, there's really a machlokes haposkim, what they think Rabbi Shimon means. There are some, and the Karen Ora and other achronim say, the pashtus of the words, we just said that, pashtus of the svara. The pashtus of the words, Shimon poter, sounds like a beged that's folded is pater. Meaning, even the real corners. Why? The folds aren't chayiv because those are folds that aren't real corners. And the corners aren't chayiv. Why? Why wouldn't they be chayiv? So the Stipler suggests in Simon Chav Dalet, if right now you have a beged that all four corners are in the front or in the back, that's not a beged that's chayiv in tzitzis. Because we know that generally you have to be, we're going to have, Baruch Hashem, soon, in a couple of days, that tzitzis are supposed to surround you. And therefore, you have tzitzis in the front, you have tzitzis in the back. That's why the Vilna Gaon, the Minhag Olam, is to take all the four tzitzis by Shema and kiss them. That's the Minhag Olam, the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. It's quoted by the Poskim. The Vilna Gaon was against. The Vilna Gaon says, just take your front two tzitzis. Because tzitzis, it's about two in front, two in back. And if you take all four, dafka, when you say Basulam tzitzis, so then they're all in front. So, okay, but that's not the Minhag of Klal Yisrael, is to take the four, at least at that moment. You want to grab all four. You're not saying that they have to wear it when it hangs down. It is two in front and two in the back. But either way, the Darkei Moshe in Simen Yud says maybe Reb Shimon Poter means totally Poter. And the Stipler explains, because maybe that's not Chayiv in, it's, you don't wear it at the present moment in the way that there's two in front and two in the back. Lefi, says the Stipler, Simen Chav Dalet, Lefi Tekishatalas Kfula Ein Arba Kanfos Shelo Mishamshos Ela Kishnei Knafos. The Efshar Bishnei Kafos Lasos Ituf. And in that way, when you do Ituv, you're not going to have all four around. Okay. So, but again, that's the two ways of understanding Rabbi Shimon. But the Shavin, says the Gemara, but they agree, Shim Kafla V'Tafra Shachayeves. If you sewed it up in the way that the fold is going to stay, now who says that it's going to be opened up, Shachayeves, then for sure you'd be Chayev on the folded areas, which are now the present corners, right? Even though it's folded. Tafra Pshita, says the Gemara, that's pretty obvious. Now it's a sewn in beged. It's a sewn in beged. So then it, of course, the four new corners would be chayiv. Lotzricha denakta besichi. What if you didn't sew it in a permanent way? You put like clips there. You put pins. Put pins. That's not a real connection. So even that would be okay. Rabba bar period. Next. Rabba Barhuna Iklalabe Rava Bar Rav Nachman. Chazye Sichi, by the way, is a big discussion on Shabbos too. If it's not a real tfira, right? Is that chaya for tofer on Shabbos? You get into all the quasi connections on in Hilchah Shabbos. What about safety pins? What about stapling? What about buttons? What about zippers? Right? All of those are discussed by the poskim, right? Some are mutter, some are aser, and some are machlokas. But that's in terms of the quasi connectors. Okay. Rava bar Huna, Iklala be Rava bar Rav Nachman, Chazyed havi michzi talis kfula. He saw that Rava bar Rav Nachman was wearing one of these folded talisim, talis kfula, v'rami lochuti ilave kfela. And he put strings on the folds. He put strings on the folds, right? Even they were on the corners presently, but on the folds. If shita, and then what happened? He spread out, he opened it up, so it wasn't folded anymore. Va'asa chuta v'kam lahadi resha. And all of a sudden, the tzitzis, which was on the fold, is now on top of his head. Right? Because he opened it. So he says to Rava Bar Rav Nachman, right, this is not what the Torah was talking about. Kanaf means the corner of your baguette. Now it's on your head. So that's obviously not what the Torah meant. So what are you doing? So also you're right. He took it off. Took it off, put on another baguette. Took out another baguette of tzitzis. He took off the one that had the tzitzis on the corners. Omar Lei, which was now on his head. Omar Lei, mi savres chovas gavra. You think that you've just solved the problem. Why? Because chovas, the tzitzis is a chovas gavra, meaning a four-cornered garment that you are wearing is chayv and tzitzis. Chovas talisu. It's a chova of the talis. Right? Major machlokas in the Gemara here. Two ways to look at it. Chovas talis. If I have six four-cornered garments in my drawer, they're chayv and tzitzis. Even if I have no plans of wearing them, this chov on the beged, right? So not chov on the talis. Zil rami lai. So go put tzitzis on it. You took it off. You think now you're done? No. It's about the tzitzis. It's chovas talis and not chovas gavra. Again, I think it came up earlier as well, but it's going to come up again. It might have come up in other mesachtes too. But again, chovas gavra versus chovas talis. Therefore, he says just taking it off is not going to help. Says the Gemara Lema Masayale. Let's say that this idea that it's a chovas talis is proven by the following. Chasidim Arishonim, kivan she'argu ba'shalosh, hayumatilin ba'tcheles. The Chasidim Arishonim, right, famous for their pre and post davening, but they also do other things in the Gemara, right? That, the Chasidim Arishonim, right when they made a very small beged, they already put tcheles on it, they already put tzitzis on it, so it wasn't wearable yet, but you see, they put it on, so you see, they're very excited, it must be a chovas mana, not a chovas gavra, because you see, they put tzitzis on it, even though they're not wearing it yet. Answer, Shani Chasidim Demachri Anaf Shaihu. That's not a riot, that's what you have to do. Right? They're doing it. Maybe they're being, you know, Lefni Mishur Sadin. But that's not a riot to what one has to do. But again, it's not a proof against, but it's not a proof to. Again, Chovas, he said to him, though, that it's a Chovas Mana, a Chovas Talis, and not a Chovas, and not a Chovas Gavra. Good. Upliga, one of the most unusual lines in all of Maseches Menachos, and put it on in regarding Shas. Not too many times that we have angels talking to Amoram about halachic issues. So right here, the Malachim and Rav Katina, Upliga de Malacha. This argues on the Malachim. Right, we have in Bamitzia, we have the Malachim having taking a stand on Tumah Vatara, but they're talking in Shemayim. But the Masifta Deraki is arguing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means, if we can say that. But here, this Shita of Chovas Talis argues on the angels. The Malacha Ashkechel Rav Katina. The angels found Rav Katina, the Michsi, Sadina. He was wearing Sadin Betzitzis. Right? Sadin Betzitzis. And we learned Sadin Betzitzis does not need yesterday's daf. That you don't put tzitzis on Sadin Betzitzis. Right? We have five different opinions what the reason for that was. But he was wearing a four-corner garment of linen that did not have tzitzis on it. Amar Lei, Katina, Katina. The angel said, Katina. Sadina Bekaita, Visarbala Besisva. He says, Katina, you wear sadin in the summer, which do not have tzitzis. And the sarbala, this other type of beged, besisva in the winter, and that sarbala has rounded corners. So therefore there was no chiv of tzitzis. So they're saying, Rav Katina, you never wear tzitzis. You wear sadin in the summer, which you don't put tzitzis on because the Rabbanan said not to, and you wear the sarbala in the winter. Tzitzis shel tcheles mateyaleha. Right, what's going on? You don't wear to do the mitzvah. Omalei. So he says to the angels, Anshisu Aseh, am I violating anything? What am I violating? In the summer, I'm wearing this, and the rabbis told me what to do. In the winter, I'm not a chayiv in the mitzvah. So on Shizua, I say, so Amar Lei, answer the angels, Bizman di'ika rischa an shinan.
Even if you're not obligated, at a time of heavenly anger, yes. Meaning, this is a litmus test. This is one of those where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see. It's not technically, maybe technically you're doing the right thing, but Hashem wants to know, you know, if is this person a good Eved and a good part of the team. So, tzitzis, right, a mitzvah that technically he wouldn't have to do in this case, is he going to do it? Is he going to put himself into the situation? So that's the question. I saw the Magalias Hashas, he calls maybe it's Mita Keneged Mita. At a time of divine anger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish us because we deserve something, right? Din. But how is he going to have Rachmanis if we have gone above and beyond for him? If we have gone above and beyond for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he would go above and beyond and use me this Arachamim. If we were, right, the letter of the law, what we have to do, not anything extra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also going to do, you know, Mida Keneged Mida. Remember the Gemara in Bamitziah? One of the reasons that the Churban happened is Danu Din Torah. They didn't do any Lefnim Meshuras Adin. So that also applies within Bein Adam Lamakom. So that's what the a suggestion given here in the Magalias Hashas, quoted from Rav Chaim Shaul Kaufman. He says, "Me'achar shein who wrote deifu mechapis l'schayif tadeh b'mitzvus, ela osek k'moshe shuras adin mechayavto, v'lo yoser, zeo siman shechaser ba'avodas ba'avaso elav yisbarach. V'lachem b'din ritzcha," also, same thing, you would get exactly what is coming to you, right? That's the Mesul Yesharim talks about the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us when he doesn't punish us right away, and he doesn't even punish us exactly what we deserve. The chulu, but that's what the malachim, that's what we learn from the malachim and Rav Katina, that tzitzis is one of those mitzvos that we have to go above and beyond. Bizman di'ika rizcha chayshinat. That's what Klal Yisrael does, right? We don't wear four-quarter garments bizman hazeh, and we all wear tzitzis because we put ourselves into the situation, right? We know this Gemara. And even if we didn't know it, our neshamas know it. Bizman di'ika rizcha anshina. So let's just continue, and then we'll come back to mention more. So e amrit bishlama. So this whole conversation of the angels, though, prove against what was said before. What Rava Bar Huna said. E amrit bishlama chovas gavrahu. If you say tzitzis is a chovas gavra, hainu d'bechayev d'lo karami. That's why they got upset at him. They got upset at him. He wasn't wearing tzitzis because it's a chovas gavra. Why aren't you wearing? Eliyam and chovas talis hu halo machayva. But if it's a chovas talis, he doesn't have any four-cornered garments that are obligated. So why would they get upset at him? Answer. Elamai chovas gavra hu. What? It works better if it's a chovas gavra? Still, why are they upset? Nehi dechayve rachmana ki michzi talis debas chayuva. Fine, it's a chovas gavra when he's wearing a talis that's a bar chayuva. Ki michzi talis delav bas chayuva hi michayve rachmana. It's still a problem. Even if it's a chovas gavra, so why are the angels getting upset at him? Ella, there's a great, we have to just continue one more line and then we'll come back. Ella hachi kamerle, titztiki lemifter nafshecha mitzitzes. They would say, technically, you're right. You're not exempting yourself. You're not doing a chovas gavra or a chovas mana. But you know what? You should really try to find ways to put yourselves into the situation of a chiyuv mitzvahs. Yes, technically, it's not even a chovas gavra. But you should put yourself into that situation. Tosfos says, but still the Gemara would only say you should put yourself into the situation if it's a chovas gavra once you have it on. If it's a purely chovas tzitzis, they're not going to say, go out and buy a beged so that you can fulfill the mitzvah. It still has to be somewhat of a chovas gavra. And the Sfas Emes gives the mashal. He says, just like, it's fascinating, just like we're not going to tell somebody in Chutz La'aretz, go buy a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael to be able to do the mitzvah of Trumas and Maisers. That's his mashal. He says, if it's a chovas karka, if it's a chovas mana, that's not going to be anything. If it's a chovas gavra, so then you could say, go put yourselves into a situation. Trumas and Maisras is not a chovas gavra, right? It's not that every person in the world has a chovas gavra to do Trumas and Maisras. No, if you own a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, then you have a mitzvah, right? I know during the Shemitah year, there are these organizations that offer to buy a chelek, a couple of amos in Eretz Yisrael in order to fulfill the mitzvahs of Shemitah of letting your land lie fallow. So lechara would be the same thing. That's not a chovas gavra of Shemitah. Somebody doesn't own land in Eretz Yisrael, there's no chiyuv. And maybe, according to this Sfas Emes, there's no reason to put myself to try to buy a piece of land to fulfill the mitzvahs of Shemitah. right? It's not the Chovas Gav. Oh, you might say, but maybe it's not so clear according to Tosfos Emes. He knew a Gemara in Sota, right? What the Gemara in Sota, but that's not really such a Raya. You might say it's a Kasha, but I don't think it's such a Kasha. What does the Gemara in Sota say? The last Amud of the first Perek, Sota Yudalid, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael so badly? Right? Why did he want to go in? Because he wanted to eat from the delicious fruits of Ginosar by the Kinneret. Is that why he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael? No. I want to go in to be able to do the mitzvahs. So first of all, so you might say, oh, this is Akasha. This is against the Tosfos Emes. So you see, it's even if it's a Chovas Karka. So 2 points. Number one, Moshe Rabbeinu was not staying in Chutz La'aretz in order and then buying a piece of land. He wanted to go in to get the land in order to then do the mitzvahs. One. And two, this might not be normative practice. It's just saying how Moshe Rabbeinu had such a desire to do mitzvahs, even though he wasn't obligated. Remember, we learned back in Parshas Vayeschanan, and Chazal pick up on it. Moshe Rabbeinu set aside the first three Ari Miklat, even though it was meaningless at the time that he did that. Right? They were not collate until after Yeshua ben Nun set the other three. What does Moshe say? Mitzvah shav, shabal li yadi akaimena. I'll do it. What do you mean you'll do it? You didn't do anything yet. Moshe Rabbeinu would do mitzvahs even if he wasn't obligated in. So you have the Moshe Rabbeinu by Ir Miklat, you have the Moshe Rabbeinu by the mitzvahs Hatulias Ba'aretz, but it starts off with this Tosfos Emes, right here, explaining the Tosfos. Start off with the Tosfos. Tosfos, Tosfos Emes, Gemara Soti Yodalid, and Gemara in Makos. So Tosfos says here, in the Hachikamar, Mikol Makom, Ilav Chovas Gavra Lo Shayech Lame'en HaShalei Kivan Delespe. If it wouldn't be a Chovas Gavra, there wouldn't even be a Lechachila to try to go run after the mitzvahs. Right, if it's a Chovas Karka, it wouldn't. And that's what he says. I'll read you the line. Ichovas talis he ain't svarashi muta alav likach talis kedilakayim ba talis mitzvah kimo delo matzino sheichayav lichno sade kedilahafreshumas and meisters v'chadoma v'chul. Okay, but that's a important discussion. But this does open up the sugya of, in general, if it is a chovas gavra, I'm supposed to try to put myself into the situation to do the mitzvah. Right. Let's say, or even if it's a chovas karka, but if I own the karka, remember the Gemara in Brachas. Gemara in Brachas says the Gemara faults a little bit those that take their grain through the roof, through the skylight into their house to get out of the mitzvah of Shumas and Maisras. So, does that say that it's a chovas gavra? No, you own the land already. There, you own the land, and the mitzvah is staring at you in the face. If you do what's normal, you take the grain through Rias Pnei Abayas. You take it through the main front door, then you're b'chayef. That Gemara is just saying that you are doing something to get you out of the situation of the mitzvah. So that's even worse. All right, that's the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed Hayim Abayis, where the Gemara says, Doros Boreish lo kedoros harishonim doros haachronim doros harishonim ayim machnisin peirosin derach traksimon kedei lachayvan b'maiser doros haachronim machnisin peirosin derach gagam derach hatir derach hapivos kedei lapatron min ha-maiser. Okay, lapatron min ha-maiser, meaning status quo, it's chayiv, and you're supposed to do the mitzvah, so you're getting out of it. But in general, the message is we're supposed to try to put ourselves into the situation of mitzvahs, right? We learn that from Pesach Sheni. Right, we have to be Pesach Sheni Jews. Lama Nigara, right? That's a Chovas Gavra, right? To eat Karban Pesach, they don't want to be left out. Karban Pesach. I think I've quoted in the past the story of somebody was came to Radin, and it was snowing, and it was a terrible blizzard, and they come to the Chovas Chaim's house. Where's the Chovas Chaim? He's outside somewhere. He'll be back soon. He goes to look for him. He's walking around. He's like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" He says, "Tonight's the last night of Kiddush Levana. I'm looking. If I get a glimpse." He was Potter. Stay home. It's freezing. No, he doesn't want that. He doesn't want the tour. He wants to find the moon, and he wants to do Kiddush Levana, because that's what we Jews do. Good. One other point is the other Tosfos here. An Shisu Aase. So what the Gemara say? Rav Katina asked the Malachim, "What do we punish for Aseis?" So Tosfos says there are some Aseis that we do punish for, right? What does the Gemara say in Ksubis Pevav? Right, Bezdin is Makin Va'onshin on an Asei. Sometimes. But Tosfos says, that's a different assay. That's an assay gomor. This is an assay that's only situational.
Anshisu aase ki hai she'ein adam chayev liknos talis amachuyev imein lo. Right, this is a situational one. Fine, I say, like not building a sukkah, not doing things like that. Then we have sources that say that Beis Din will, encourage you as much as possible to do the mitzvah. But this is a situational mitzvah. So how could it be that it's going to be something that Beis Din is going to push for? We have to remember, though, right, in general, we have to try to do as many mitzvahs as we can, putting ourselves into the situation. Rabbeinu Yon in the Shari Tshuva, right, discusses all the mitzvahs. Right, that by the time he finishes, it's like every mitzvah. You have to make sure you do this mitzvah, it's a very special one, and this one's a very special one. He goes through, like, many of the mitzvahs. You have to make sure you have to do all the mitzvahs. But in Gimel Chav Beis, he says, Mitzvah tefillin u'mezuzah b'chlal kabbalas al-machlo shamayim. V'yal mitzvah tzitzis, Chazal say, she tzitzis mosefes kedusha. Sh'ne'emar l'man tizkru v'atzizim eskal mitzvosai, v'yisem kedoshim l'lokechem. If you wear the tzitzis, you're going to be kadosh to Hashem. Vegam ki ein mitzvah tzitzis zulasi al mishi ishlo begat hashelo arba kanfos. That's true, but still, look in Menachas daf mem aleph, right? There's an onish b'shas anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you got to be careful about it. Ki onosh yonesh li tos bat sara al devar shalo chamad bil vavo yofi hamitzvah uschara levavor sabiv pnei dvar chiyuva alav. Put yourself into the situation. V'chulu. And he continues, that's what we try to do, bizman hazeh. It's the Shari Tshuva in Gimel Chav Beis. Okay, a lot more, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara after, we're now in the post-Rav Katina world. Amar Rav Tuvi, Bar Kisna, Amar Shmuel, Klei Kufsa, Chayavim B'Tzitzis. If you have Klei Kufsa, you have tzitzis in a, folded in the drawer. Right, chayiv and tzitzis, right? That's the shita that says it's chovas mana, or if you're going to wear it, it's a chovas gavra. Umo de Shmuel bezakin she'asal lechvodo, but Shmuel admits if you have a zakin that they made tachrichim for him to wear after he dies, shepetura, so that is tachrichim or pater from tzitzis. My taimach at the chasaba amrachmana v'hai lav ichsuye leichsuye avida. That is not made to be mechasahim, so therefore, technically, it is not chayiv and tzitzis. A beged of tachrichim is not chayiv and tzitzis. The Gemara adds, though, b'yahi shaita v'adir aminale. But after he dies, before you bury him, what's the pashas of this Gemara? You put tzitzis on the tachrichim. Why? Mishum loig larash cheref oseyu. Because of loig larash, we know the pasuk in Mishlei, scoffing at those who are poor. Somebody who died is poor from mitzvos, and therefore that's why the minhag is, when we're in a cemetery, you put on our tzitzis, we're not wearing tefillin, because of loig larash cheref oseyu. So it sounds like it's not chayiv, but then we put it on. That's the pashas of this Gemara, which Tosfos says is a problem. Tosfos not here, but Tosfos in Maseches Brachos asks, if you look there in Brachos on Daf Yud Ches, it says that you're not supposed to have your tzitzis out in the cemetery because it's loy larosh, because the mesim aren't wearing tzitzis, and you are. But our Gemara says they are wearing tzitzis. Right? Our Gemara says you put tzitzis on. So Tosfos has 2 days. Tosfos there has 2 days here. How do you get out of that? Number one, they have tzitzis on, but they're not mitzuva viyosa. Right, we're mitzvah v'yosa. So it's still loig l'rush, because it's a greater level of mitzvah v'yosa. Tosfos brachas yudches amad aleph. V'yesh lomar d'hachi pirusho hacha. D'mevayshin osam, b'masha hachayim mitzuvin, v'amesim eina mitzuvim. V'godol mitzvah v'yosa. V'hayda tcheles hainu d'ram uchitim l'mesim. So that's Tosfos number one, mitzvah v'yosa, and that's why it would still be a problem of loig l'rush. Number one. Number two, Tosfos says, yes, the Gemara says that, but our minhag is not to. Our minhag is not to bury in a kosher pair of tzitzis. Right, we remove them. Umayshna, why do we remove them? So Rabbeinu Tam says, because in those days you could bury them in tzitzis because they wore tzitzis during their lifetime. But nowadays, says Rabbeinu Tam, a lot of people don't wear tzitzis. They don't wear four-corner garments with tzitzis. So if not, so it's like loig larosh, that you're saying, oh, in their lifetime they didn't wear, and now they're wearing? That's the loig larosh. Right, he says, daf game shaha heim shayi regilim kulam b'chayim lobosh talz v'dala kanfas v'lobosh tzitzis v'gam l'chol ha'oskim bahem yesh lem tzitzis v'avi loig larosh im lo hay lem tzitzis o mishim d'chsid l'darosam l'dor tam aval anu shegam b'chayenu ein min hagen lobosh tam tzitzis yavir amin alu avikim o loig larosh kim o loig larosh. And then he says, what about women? And he quotes different minhagim. Rabbi Tam quotes, he heard from the Anshe Lotir, the Mesir Matzitzes, the Tzitzes Olol Minyan Taryag, Im Cheschutim, Vachemishik Sharim, Vim Lovesh Tzitzes Nirakilukim, Kalatara, Umechsin Keshikra.
Right? We know the gematria of Tzitzes, as we've said, 608 and 5. And it's like saying that you did all the mitzvahs, and that's Mechsi Keshikra, Vizelo Nehira. And the Rebbe Natam says, I don't like that reason. The Gam Chayim Atevla. So why do you wear that when you're alive? It's also Mechsi Keshikra when you're alive, and I'm not doing all the mitzvahs. The Yishlomer, he says, there's a Mesech HaSmachis that says not. Lamaisa, different in Hakim. If you look in Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya Shin Nun Aleph, Ain Kovern as Ames El Batal Sheshbo Tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch, Bury in Tzitzis. Rama, De Ain Sarach Tzitzis. Right? Don't need Tzitzis. Vinogu Lukovra B'Tzitzis, Ach Puslin Tchila Tzitzis. The ballot. You put him in Tzitzis that apostle. And you cut off one of the corners. That's the Rama. And we mention often, whenever this might come up, from the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes that there were two great Gedolim that told their Talmidim that bury me in tzitzis. Bury me in tzitzis because I think that's the din, like the Shulchan Aruch says. And history had it, Kodesh Baruch Hu had it, that something happened right as they were buried, and it didn't work out. He says, V'shamati b'biro, shnei gdoli ador, one told his Talmidim to bury them in tzitzis, and that Talmud, k'shigil al-basha tachrichav, right when that they were being buried, so that Talmud that had these instructions had a terrible stomach ache. So he had to run out to the bathroom, and before he knew it, they had buried him, and in the bathroom in those days, he had to like go somewhere. He couldn't just, it wasn't like for a minute. And they came back, and he saw they had already buried him without tzitzis. And number two, the other one, as they were lowering him into the grave, the tzitzis caught on a bush and ripped off. So Kodesh Baruch Hu had it that those two Ashkenazic leaders would not be buried in tzitzis. And then it says in parentheses, the first was the Grah, and the second was the Baal Yisod B'Sharesh Avoda. Right, that's what... Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes the control if he feels something should be done. Okay. Just one other fascinating line. Tosfos, tzitzis is only when there's a chiyuv beged, right? And when there's hanoas haguf. Ask Tosfos in Nida Samach Aleph, what's the whole discussion here of a mace wearing tzitzis? He has no hanoas haguf, right? The beged is not warming him. Tosfos says, shiny tzitzis. Shkula keneged kol Torah kula. Right, it's one of the mitzvahs that are connected all to our kulas, even though technically you're right. But you know what? Tzitzis is different. Tosfos Anida, Daf Samach Aleph. Okay, let's continue. Okay, all of these dafim, this whole week of dafim, there's it's jam-packed. Amar Rechava, Amar Rav Yehuda, Talas Shenikra, if a talas got ripped and the corner got ripped, Chutz L'Shalosh Yitfar, if it's outside of three finger breaths close to the corner, Yitfar, you can sew it back up. But if it's very close to the corner, you cannot sew it up. Why? Rashi says, because we're worried that maybe one of the strings that ripped, you will leave as one of the tzitzis strings. Right? If it's so close, maybe you'll just leave one of those strings and you're not allowed to have that. That wasn't me, l'shem tzitzis. And therefore, you're not allowed to do that. Tani nami hachi, tala shenikra chutz l'shalosh yitfar, toch shalosh, Rabbi Mei, really machlokas. Rabbi Omer lo yitfar, v'cham omrim yitfar. Vishavin, shalo yavi afilu ama al ama, mimakam acher, ubat cheles v'tolaba. If you take a corner of a beged which has tzitzis on it, and then you're going to come and sew it on, that's not allowed, right? That's tasev lo mina asui. You're creating the situation after the tzitzis is already on. Vishavin, and also shemevi tcheles melkam acher betolaba. You can bring tzitzis from somewhere else and then tie them on. You can bring it from somewhere else and tie them on, right? As long as you're retying them now. Ubilvad shalotei mufsekes. As long as they are not ripped. So what does that mean? Rashi says, Shalo sheyukol chutei ashleimin. You have to make sure all the chutim are whole. Ask Tosfos, Sarachian, what's the chiddush? What do you mean all of them are whole? What else would they be? So says, Ashid Lukabet says right here in Os Aleph, gardumin. Right? We had gardumin a few days ago. Stubs. If, as long as you have the shear of tzitzis when it starts, even if it gets ripped off, you're allowed to be the evid reliance certain shearim. But the Gemara is saying now, if you untie them from one baguette and now are retying them on a new baguette, that's not gardumin anymore. That's like a new mitzvah of tzitzis, so you need the real length. Right? It's no longer gardumin if you're switching a baguette. Right? You only have the heter of gardumin stubs once you, it was his skill, but heter, if it's on the same bag end, if it's still the strings. But here you're putting it on new, so that's why it has to be whole. That's what the Gemara is referring to. Says the Shiva Kubet says here in Osalf. Shmas bino matir mibegel beged. Shall we learn from here? Machlokes tanoim. Are you allowed to take tzitzis from one beged to another beged? Because that's what the Gemara sounds like. That you're putting them on from an old beged. Dilma di baloi. Maybe the first beged got totally worn out, and that's why you're taking it off. Why are you normally not allowed to take it off? Because of bizayon, right? Rashi on the third line. You're being mevaze. So if it's worn out and it's not usable anymore, so then that's why you're allowed to. So maybe it's no raya if it is still usable. If you have a talis that's all tcheles, then we know the strings are supposed to be the same color as the beged, but really for the white, for the two white ones, let's say Rashi Tosfos, two and two, right? For the white ones, you can use any color. Call mini tzivon and pochimbo for the love and threads. Chutz mikala ilan. You can't use the fake tchelas dye. Kala ilan. Why? Rashi says, because maybe somebody's going to get these tzitzis. They're going to eventually put it on another beged, thinking it's tchelas. Right? And therefore, you don't want it. So you can't use the kala ilan. You could use red and green, any other ones. Meisvei. Again, is that really true? This sounds like you're going to be worried that you're going to be taking it to another beged, and if you use the kala ilan on the other beged, it's possible. Meisvei talis ain poter ba elamina. Talis only padas mina, like we had a few days ago, right? In terms of the type. Talis shakula tcheles, maybe tcheles. For davar acher, you can take tcheles for the tcheles strings and any other ones for the others. Vitolaba, the kala ilan lo yavi, vim hevi, kasher. Bidiyevet kala ilan is okay. Stira, is kala ilan okay bidiyevet or not? Amar Nachum Bar Yitzchak lo kasha kan batalas bas arba chutin kan batalas bas shmona chutin. If you're using them as four of the main strings, then it's not good. But in the extra strings, so then it would be okay. We said and we discussed 2 days ago. What about baltosif? Is there baltosif by doing more strings? Okay, you don't have it in mind. You're mevatel. Maybe at the end of yesterday's daf. Shvamina. But again, what do you see from this discussion? Shvamina matirim bibeg lebeged. According to Rashi, what's the whole issue here? The chshash is, if you have kala dilan on one beged, you might come and put it on another beged. Right? And that's the worry. So doesn't that show that you're allowed to be matirim bibeg lebeged? Answer, dilma di'i oven. No, what happens if you did it? Not that you're supposed to do it. Maybe you are mavaz in the previous beged. It's just about if you did it, that's the question. Good. Itmar, says the Gemara, we have three machlokos between Rav and Shmuel. That came up way back in Shabbos and Sachem. Amar Rav, Amar Ein Matirim LeBeged LeBeged. You can't take tzitzis off from one beged and put it onto another beged. Shmuel Amar Matirim. Shmuel's not worried about that halacha. Matirim LeBeged LeBeged. You are allowed to. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tezvav holds you're allowed to. Right? We're going to see. These are three places that we hold like Shmuel. Right? Even though usually they hold like Rabbi Surin, these are the three exceptions. Mutter Lahatir Tzitzios Mitalazeh Velitzna Mitalaz Acher. Right, you're allowed to take it off one talis to put on another talis. Aval shelo lahanicham bebeged acher lo. You can't just take tzitzis off. Stam. You can take them off to put it on another beged. That's what had the Shulchan Aruch paskins. That's what we think Shmuel is holding. V'dafka betalis shabar chiyuva avamutel hatir atzitzis mitalis shel mason. Fine. The Taz says, hu hadin, if let's say you want to put on nicer tzitzis. Unless you have nicer tzitzis. So then the Shulchan Aruch says you can't just take them off to do nothing. The Taz says if you're taking them off to put on a nicer pair of tzitzis, then you're allowed to take them off, even though you're not putting it on a new beged. Let's say you get more mehutar tzitzis. Right? That's one. Or the Mishnah Berurah says, what if you get longer ones? Right? And you want to be mahadir to have longer ones. If there's a good reason why you're taking them off, so then that would be okay, even if you're not putting them on another beged. Good. Rav Amar, that's one machlokas. Rav Amar, ein maliki min er l'ner, shval ar maliki min er l'ner. Right, by Chanukah, are you allowed to light from one candle to another candle? The Gemara in Shabbos talks about the reasons for this machlokas. Are you using a shamish in between? Are you going directly one to the other? Discussion. Rav Amar, ein halacha Rav Shimon b'greira. Rav says, we do not hold like Rav Shimon by dragging, meaning, we do not hold davar shenu miskaven is mutter on Shabbos, dragging the bench.
Ushmuel Amar, of course, halacha kushim megraver, we paskin, davrashin miskavit is mutter on Shabbos. Amar Abaya, komili demar avid kevrav, generally by isurim, we always paskin like rav, labar meani klas, except for these three davik Yishmuel, we paskin like Shmuel, matirim yveg alabeged, madikim in erlaner, halacha kushim megraver, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, gorer ada mita kisev esafsol, well, you're allowed to drag a bench, ubil vajle, iskavin laso squids, as long as you have kavana, and it's not a vadai. It's not a psikresha, that it was going to make a ditch. That's the classic case of Darvishin Miskavin, which is mutter on Shabbos, based on Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. Period. Rav Yehuda Masar Leila Katsra, when Rav Yehuda used to give his tzitzis in to the dry cleaner, he used to trust the dry cleaner. He didn't think that any of his tzitzis would get ripped off, and he changed it for Kala to Elon. No, he trusted the dry cleaner. Lakatsra. Rav Chanina Avila Sisa, he used to tie his tzitzis up into a ball as like a simen. So when he got it back, he would know what's the real thing. Ravina Chayit Luhumechad, he used to like tuck it into a hem. He used to make a hem and put the tzitzis in. Some type of simen to know what it was when they got back. Tan Rabbanan, Kama Chutim Hu Nosein. How many strings? How many strings? So interesting, he's asking this question now. Kama Chutim Hu Nosein, Beishamay Omrim Dalad, Beisil Omrim Gimel. Beishamay says you put four strings through, ending up with eight. Passing like that, as we'll see. Beisil Omrim Gimel, right? How do you darshan Gedilim? That's the question we had earlier. Gedil, Gedilim, Til. Vekama Teim Shaleshes, and how many are hanging loose? Beishamay Omrim Dalad. All you need hanging loose are dalad. You mean you can use some for the gedil, for the braiding. Or beisel omrim gimel. The gimel should beisel omrim, and the three that beisel said should be hanging, achas mi'arba betefach shol kol adam. It's that there are different tefach sizes, and there's different fingers used for a tefach. It's the finger lengths when it's one me'arba, when it's four fingers that are used to create a tefach. So it's those finger lengths that we're talking about here in terms of loose. Which finger is that? Amar of Papa, Tefach d'Araisa, Dalet v'Godel, four thumbs, Shis b'Ktana, six pinkies, or Chamesh b'Tilta, five middle fingers. So any of those, so that's the same shear, but what we're talking about here is thumbs, four, the four thumbs are neat to make the Tefach, so those are the finger sizes that are used in Hilchas Tzitzis. Amar of Huna, Dalid, bitoch dalid. You have to have four, right? Like Beishamai said before, bitoch dalid within four etzbos of the corner. Umishulesh is dalid. And four fingers hanging down. Rav Yehuda Amar Gimel, bitoch Gimel, Mishulesh is Gimel. Amar Papa Hilchasa, dalid, bitoch shalosh. We need four. We put the four strings in. Bitoch shalosh within three etzbos of the corner. Mishulesh is arba. And four, at least four, are hanging down. Period. Again, there's more by Lameimra, but we'll stop here. And we continue with more Shirim stuff and some amazing Daf Mem Beis tomorrow, Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvasa. Right, there's a lot to say coming up. Again, today's Shir was sponsored by the Speicher family with immense gratitude to Hashem for the birth of a daughter, Kinera Yafa. May they merit to raise her to a life of Torah Chuppah, Umazim Tovim.